This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm Matt Bracken in for Alex this hour, and we're going to be taking some more calls. I got pretty upset at the end of the last hour talking about what's been going on in Britain. I'm reading a book called Easy Meat, Inside the British Grooming Gang Scandal by Peter McLaughlin, who also co-wrote a book with Tommy Robinson, who's currently more than a month in prison, mostly solitary confinement over in Britain. Britain is not a free country anymore, my friends. And it's very important to understand that your elites will sell you out. Do not look to your elites for protection. You know, Trump is doing what he can to drain the swamp, but the swamp is still full of these one-world globalist neo-communists, no matter what they call themselves. And it's very important to remember, like Islamists, these neo-communists believe that the ends justify the means, which means lying is okay. Lying is just a tactic that you use against suckers. That's us, the suckers. So you cannot take leftists at face value as being sincere. You have to look at them as an unbroken extension of all the communists that ever came before. Right now, they have to pretend to be Americans who believe in the Constitution, but they're not. Any more than the British traitor class, they pretend to be Brits, but they're not. They're globalists. They're willing to sell out their own country for their one-world vision, a socialist vision. We have to get inside this loop, understand it, in order to defeat it. Now, we're going to keep going with the calls. I'm sorry they're backed up so much. I see Jeremy from Oregon's been holding for a long time. Jeremy, are you? If you're still there, come on.
Yeah, I'm here. I have a couple of questions. One, you keep bringing up IQ, like low IQ, and I wondered if you knew that IQ is kind of arbitrary and increases once they get education.
Yeah, right. Listen, the U.S. Army, going back for decades, has figured out, now their test, the AFSAB, it correlates directly to IQ, and they don't even, they won't even recruit people with, I think, below like an 86, 85, 86 IQ, because these people take more in training than they're ever going to give in, you know, give back to the military in utility. So if we bring people into the country, you know, that are basically, you know, at the level of building mud huts, that have never, you know, even thought about what electricity is, they're very primitive, they're going to be on welfare for their entire lives. Their children will be on welfare. It's basically jump-starting idiocracy. I don't know where you know, it's a completely politically correct, bogus idea that IQ doesn't mean anything and you can just educate people out of it. I'm telling you. The Army long ago found out that the military found out you can try to educate people with a, you know, 83 IQ till the cows come home, and after a year, they'll still be competent only to sweep a floor. I'm not saying that there's no value in folks that can sweep a floor really well, but if you're trying to run a modern technological society, they don't help. They mostly wind up on welfare. If you've ever seen the movie Idiocracy, that's what it's going to look like. But thanks, Jeremy. Let's go to Johnny in California.
Hey, I wasn't.
Go ahead, Johnny in California.
Hey, Matt, I want to ask you about Trump and what he can actually do to cut some of this stuff off, because he's got criminals all around him. Does he have recourse to use the military to arrest these people?
I don't know about using the military to arrest people right now. Now, if there was, you know, if the conditions became such that there was, you know, anarchy and civil war, then all bets are off. All bets are off at that point. But right now, no, I would say absolutely not.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, we're coming back to some phone calls. I see people have been waiting for a long time to get through, and I like going international. Let's go to Robert from Canada. How can we protest, and what are the best strategies for victory? Robert, are you there?
Matt, good to talk to you. Hey, Matt.
Thank you. Thanks.
Matt, good to talk to you. You know, I was thinking about what Alex keeps saying about this is the move they're going to make in the summer. And, of course, their big toy is Antifa. And given the free speech is the big thing for Americans, I'm kind of surprised that that's the method that people on the right always use to protest is free speech. We have the right for free speech. But if conservatives on the right are going to go out with free speech and we're going to use free speech and we're going to be out there in the streets and we're going to be for border security and we're going to be for Trump and we're going to be for Tommy Robinson and all these things, Antifa's going to be right there. And you know what the headlines are going to be in the New York Times the next day about Antifa beating up a bunch of right-wing extremists. I was thinking that really what needs to happen for us to have victory is we need to go straight to our true roots, and that's Christianity. Because what's going to happen if the Christians for Christians are out in the streets protesting their right to Christianity? And when Antifa goes and attacks them, attacks the Christians, they're Democrats and Republicans, what's the New York Times headline going to be then? What's the Democrat Party going to do then? What's Nancy Pelosi going to say?
Well, you know, this is an interesting point. The riots in Portland were Antifa going against patriot prayer, and I think that's the right tone. I wouldn't necessarily put Christian right on it. Now, if Christians want to march, obviously I'm all for that, but I wouldn't want to identify the movement with, you know, necessarily being Christian. I would say constitutional. But if, you know, if Antifa wants to go down in history as, you know, throwing bricks at people who are at patriots who are trying to peacefully pray, you know, that probably works. Now, an important factor also is that the media is not monolithic anymore. It's channelized. So, yeah, the New York Times, they're going to think that Tommy Robinson is an alt-right thug, you know, founder of a racist organization, which is a complete lie. And they're going to think that the Patriot Prayer Movement is also a bunch of alt-right, you know, Charlottesville-type people, which it's not. So you have to almost give up on trying to get an honest message through the mainstream media. You have to focus on messaging through our own channels, which is, you know, InfoWars, maybe some Fox News, One American News Network. Very good network, believe me. If you get it on DirecTV 347, I watch that all the time. Just watching like young people do, which is getting your news off of the internet while it lasts. But I'm not getting out in the street mixing it up anymore. I'm a little bit old for that. I wouldn't dissuade people that want to do that from doing it. They have to understand that the police will always be on the side of Antifa, because that's who the social justice warrior mayors are on the side of. And you're always going to be looking terrible in the media. So be careful how you do it. Don't go out looking like thugs, and be prepared to, take the brickbats, because you're going to get them. I did like that knockout punch where the conservative hit the guy with the club and knocked him out with one punch. I did watch that about 100 times. I'll admit a little guilty pleasure there. But, just also I would say, swarm the comment sections anywhere you can. Any media that on the internet that don't allow comments, they're basically admitting that they've lost the argument, that they can't stay up with conservatives in the comment sections. The liberals can't win on ideas. They can only win on emotions, showing a crying baby, or hitting you on the head with a bicycle lock. That's what they're reduced to. Crying babies and bicycle locks. We win on the war of ideas, and everybody being unafraid in the workplace, on the internet, that's key. Don't be silent. Don't be cowed. The social justice warriors, they win when a small group of people can infect the thinking of a corporation, of a federal, a government agency, to the point where nobody will say anything. For example, people won't put a cross on their desk. They're afraid of the reaction. I would say, yes, do that. If you want to put a cross on your desk, on your office door, go ahead and do it. Make the social justice warriors out themselves as the neo-communist, atheist thugs that they are. Anyway, let's go to Pastor Sam in Texas, since we're talking about where Christians fit into this picture. Pastor Sam, what have you got there?
Hi, Matt. First time on with you. Thank you for your service. I appreciate your work very much. And yes, it's important for us as Christians to stand up for what we believe. In fact, rioting in the streets and social breakdown does open the door for a little bit of frontier justice, which we're entitled to as Americans. If we really want to know what that is going to look like, we can look back to 1887, the dynamite bombing in the Haymarket riots, greatly codified in a free book on the internet called Anarchy and Anarchists, how these kind of movements never are grassroots, but there's always globalists behind them funding and pushing. And also right now, in the streets of Nicaragua, this has already happened. The cities have been shut down for a month or two with rioting in the streets back and forth. And in that case, it's very clearly the Catholic priests and bishops are running the insurrection. The president is also suspect, but it's a horrible situation that's going on. But we can see that there are forces behind it. It's not grassroots. It never is.
Well, Nicaragua is basically a communist country run by the retread communist Ortega. And the people are protesting, as they are in Venezuela, against hunger and lack of freedom. So I'm not really up on where the Catholic priests are fitting into that. Certainly, the Jesuits and Mary Knowles have been aligned with the progressives' liberation theology in Latin and South America for decades. But I'm not up on that part of Nicaragua. But we're in interesting times, and you can see the whole open borders movement is basically a neo-communist cover. And when we just saw Obrador elected, it looks like he's been elected. He's promised to send, waves of Mexicans straight into America, sort of as their birthright. So we're going to need to fix this border really fast. Something that's important to realize about that is that one of the callers before asked what the military can do. Well, the president has his own little part of the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4. It says that the federal government should protect the states against invasion. It's in black and white in the Constitution. There are a few things in the Constitution that just aren't taught. The progressives, the Marxists, the one-worlders They're the ones that run academia. They sort of airbrush out these parts of the Constitution. But for the president to defend the borders is just as clear-cut as the First or Second Amendment. It says that the federal government shall protect the states against invasion. How many millions of people, unknown, unvetted, young men fighting age, walking into our country, gang members, carrying drugs, how many counts as an invasion? So, yeah, the president tomorrow could read Article 4, Section 4 on television and announce that the Army Corps of Engineers is going to immediately start building fences along the border. You know, Hungary and Israel did it in a matter of months. It doesn't take long. We've just got a completely wrong strategy for protecting the border, and the wrong strategy is on purpose. The wrong strategy is meant to bring in as many people as possible. And I'll talk about how we can fix that in the next segment. But it's very doable. It's not rocket science. It's like Article 4, Section 4. It's one of those things that they just don't talk about. But securing a border is dead simple. Everybody knows how to do it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In the last segment, I was talking about how you defend borders. It sort of was a mistake by Trump to say, let's build a wall, because a wall has a specific meaning. You know, he's talking about concrete that's dug down deep and extending up high. Not only is that way more expensive than a fence system, it takes way too long to build. And the smugglers or anybody trying to cross the border can hide on the other side out of sight. Fence systems take a fraction of the time to build. They're much cheaper. And the key is having parallel fences with a patrol road in between. This is not rocket science. This is really basic stuff. You have two fences so that even after you've crossed fence number one, you have to go across a sand road where your footprints show up and where Jeeps are patrolling back and forth. If you've seen that meme that I posted showing what half of Arizona looks like a barbed wire cattle fence, that's the only fence for miles and miles. What having no fence does is force the Border Patrol to defend in depth. You always hear about the Border Patrol picking people up 10, 20, 30 miles from the border. This means that the finite number of Border Patrol out in the field can't be up close to the border. They have to be defending in depth, like a football prevent defense. They can't be up on the front line because there's no actual border fence to defend. If there is a fence, you could then take the Border Patrol that we have, and instead of spreading them out across, 20,000 miles, square miles of desert going deep into the USA, they would just be in their vehicles patrolling an actual double border fence. There would be enough Border Patrol to have one every couple hundred yards. Nobody could cross the border because they'd have to come up with giant ladders or cutting torches, and there'd be Border Patrol sitting there looking at them. Hungary did it in a matter of months. They bucked the PC of the European Union. The European Union, sort of like analogous to the USA, the European Union said, we're going to get rid of internal borders between, say, France and Italy or Germany and Austria. We're just going to have an outer border. But then they never had the outer border. So anybody that got into any part of Europe, say Greece, could then freely take cabs, buses, trains to any part of the European Union. That's what it's like in America with our catch-and-release policy. You get 1 mile into America, the Border Patrol picks you up. They can't just kick you out. You've got to go through this elaborate process, get lawyered up, wait for judges, become a propaganda tool in some kind of a camp. With an actual strong double border fence, they don't get into the country. And it's interesting, Hungary did an even more clever trick. They didn't build their double fence right at the Hungary-Serbia border. They built it about 100 yards into Hungary. So instead of needing to go before deportation judges and hearings, getting these immigrants lawyered up, they just dropped them on the other side of the fence. They're still technically inside of Hungary. They didn't deport anybody. But pretty soon people decide, you know what, I'm going to try my luck somewhere else. They walk back into Serbia and go try their luck in another country. So there are ways to do this. It's not expensive. It wouldn't take years. The Department of Defense has the funds. We go out and we defend countries all over the world. As I say, we defend Timbuktu from Timbuktu, out in the middle of East you-know-where. But we won't defend our own border. This is not hard to understand. It's because the social justice warrior neo-communists, their newest strategy, camouflaged strategy is open borders. That's all there is to understand about it. It's really, you know, it's not any more complicated than that. Now, let's see. I'm going to go back to some calls here. Leo in Mass has been holding for more than an hour. And it says, do I know about July 17th, 1918? And that intrigues me because I like the history questions. So go ahead, Leo. I don't know about July 17th, 1918. If you're still there, Leo, go ahead.
That was the day that the Romanovs and the children and the servants were executed. And that anniversary is coming up pretty damn soon, and I'm afraid for Trump.
I see your point with him and his family. I just saw, well, I was looking at Twitter a moment ago, and I saw that they arrested somebody who was going to try to take out Rand Paul and his family. You know, the leftists are absolutely going to go after individuals, including family members. You know, they've been brainwashed now for the last few years, and certainly since Trump has become president, that he's the next Hitler. Well, I can remember going back to high school and college. It was always a social studies type of a thought experiment. What if you knew Hitler was coming to power, but you know, you had clairvoyance, you could see the future. Yes, it would be the moral thing to do to kill Hitler as a young man, as even as a child. Well, this is what our progressive social justice warriors have been inculcated with. This message is coming through the mainstream media. Trump is Hitler. Well, what do you do if you know there's a rising Hitler? You go out to the GOP baseball game with an SKS. And luckily that time, the guy had a bad plan, but it came very close. The Republicans were all in that dugout. They could have been massacred. That was a very close thing. So I share your concern, Leo. You know, there are people out there who would kidnap one of the Trump children in a second, and they would justify it in their mind as a moral act to try to stop the Trump Hitler. I mean, this is a very dangerous time we're in, and I expect like the Republican baseball practice, I expect that to be a pattern for the future, you know, or an HVAC attack with a gas, or kidnapping a Trump child. So you better hope that the Secret Service is on their game for sure. Thanks, Leo. That's a very good point. We don't have enough time for another caller in this segment, but I just want to reiterate, it's a smokescreen to think that only Congress can approve a border wall. That's within the commander-in-chief's power right now today. I don't know, you know, who's teaching him his constitution, but defending the border against invasion is in black and white. And people should understand that the most successful invasions in history were not D-Day with landing craft. They were immigration invasions like the Visigoths coming into Roman territory. They were the West Goths, the Germans. They were actually refugees fleeing the Asiatic Huns. And the Romans didn't want to bring them in, but felt guilty about them suffering at the hands of the Huns. They allowed the Visigoths in, and in a few years, the Visigoths are sacking Rome. So the most successful invasions in history have been demographic invasions. Just look at what's happening to Europe now, allowing in the Islamic conquest. For 1,400 years they fought them. Now they're inviting them in. It's a tragedy unfolding, and we haven't seen the worst of it by a long shot. But we can stop it. We can turn it around, and that's what we're here for on InfoWars.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Pat Bracken with you again for the next half an hour. You know, something that's important to understand is sometimes the enemy, they're evil, but they do come up with some good tactics. If anybody out there hasn't got a copy of Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, you keep hearing about this, and maybe you don't really know what it is. Alinsky studied the mafia in Chicago. He applied what he learned from the mafia tactics, which include extortion, terrorism, propaganda. He created a manual for running labor unions and then for running cities using mafia tactics. And it's really brilliant. It's evil, but it's really brilliant. If you don't understand, if you don't have a copy, get a copy, learn it, and really, really absorb it. One of the things that I like to do is flip these things around on the progressives. They think, they always say, you know, make us hold to our own rules. If we're Christians and we believe in the golden rule, they use that as leverage against us. They'll stick the knife in our back at the moment that it's tactically, you know, beneficial to them. But until that moment, they'll lie to our faces about their intentions. So I say, don't do it. Never take the left at face value as being sincere. They lie. It's what they do. If they came out and put a hammer and sickle on their hat, it would hurt their cause right now. So they don't. So anybody who is for open borders in 2018 is either a neo-communist, no matter what they would call themselves, leftist, progressive, you know, ultra-liberal, social justice warrior. They're neo-communists, or they're Lenin's useful idiots. They just don't know any better. You know, they see the crying child picture, it tears at their heartstrings, and they're just useful idiots. Don't take them as sincere when they say that they're just for justice or just for freedom or for people to live a better life. Their intention is to wreck this country. The United States is the last citadel. We're the bastion. If freedom falls in America, it falls around the globe. There won't be some place like New Zealand or, you know, Chile to run away and hide in. If freedom is lost here, it's gone everywhere. That's why we're the main target. And the newest tactic of the neo-communists is open borders. Just flood the zone. Flood America with immigrants who don't care about the Constitution. They just want the benefits. But they're, you know, not only do they take the benefits, but each one of them requires a little, you know, squad of government employees to take care of all their benefits. So, yeah, don't accept them at face value as just wanting social justice. They're neo-communists or they are useful idiots, but never just accept them at what they say, because what they do is lie. Okay, I'd like to go now. Here's Chris in Washington's been on for an hour asking, is a violent civil war actually going to happen? Yeah, short answer, yes. But go ahead, Chris. Let's talk about that.
Hey, Matt. First of all, I'd like to say thanks for the product, Alex, and all your staff puts out. I use it myself. Great product. Second of all, I work over here on the highways. I'm a heavy highway construction worker, and I see the anger on the left. I work the I-5 corridor here in Seattle, so I live in a very liberal, you know, part of the state. And you can just see the anger. I've seen the signs, vote in November, vote them all out, hate Trump. I see demonstrations, blah, blah, blah. Do you guys honestly think there's actually going to be fighting in the streets? Because I was telling my wife that we're coming back from shopping groceries, and I said, hey, imagine right now standing up here up on the mountain. I live over in the Olympic Peninsula. We're sitting up on the mountain and watching our country burn. And she just kind of gave me a weird look, and I kind of startled her with that. Because, you know, I always thought you were a wingnut, but you sure seem like everything you've been talking about is coming true. I just kind of wanted to get your take on it.
Yeah, I think that what we're going to see in terms of, you know, fighting in the streets, it'll primarily be things like the Patriot Prayer Movement going out and announcing a meeting, which is going to draw Antifa. You know, the Antifa will be ushered in by the police, who are also controlled by the social justice warrior mayors, certainly in your region and Berkeley, places like that. So the street fighting that you're going to see is going to be Antifa versus, you know, patriots. However, that's going to change fairly quickly. If this really becomes a thing, somebody eventually is going to get in a high place and spray a crowd with, you know, with a couple mags. And that's going to be the end of massive street protests. This is, you know, sure to happen. It kind of happened in Dallas where the police were assassinated, but it would have just been probably even more effective if the same guy had sprayed the demonstrators and then left right-wing literature, for example, as a false flag. But sooner or later, somebody's going to get the idea. Either that, or they're going to plow a big truck right through a crowd. And the odds are it just as good as being a false flag operation as being, you know, an overt operation. But yeah, I think it's going to happen, especially when the Democrats don't win in November. You know, right now, all of their chips are on you know, vote them out in November. But this open borders push is poison for the Democrats. It's going to be like Nixon versus McGovern, you know, in 72. Never mind Watergate. We know what happened after that. But the liberals went so ultra-liberal between 68 and 72 that Nixon won 49 states. You know, if the message is getting through that the Democrats just want wide open borders, which means, you know, mass immigration, a diluted quality of health care, education, everything, because we're supporting the indigence of the entire world, the Democrats are going to be wiped out in November. You know, they might win Portland and they might win, you know, Massachusetts, but across the heartland, they are going to be wiped out. And after that, if you think that they were angry after Trump was elected, imagine if the Republicans pick up enough votes in the Senate to get the next two or three conservative, meaning constitutional, Supreme Court justices through, then they're going to feel like they've got nothing left but violence, because they're never going to say, maybe we were wrong. You know what? Maybe the conservatives are right. Some will, because they'll be disgusted by Antifa tactics, you know, throwing bricks at old ladies on the street. But many will then say there's only one thing left, and that's to go from violent street protests to, Ted Kaczynski tactics or false flag sniper tactics. That's going to happen. We're kidnapping the children of the Trumps, or taking out Rand Paul's family like somebody was just arrested for. Yeah, I don't see that there's any back down, and I think that the Republicans are going to win big in November. And then the remaining progressives are just going to totally lose their minds and go for violence. That's what I see happening. I don't see what else can happen. I'm going to take the next call, and then we're going to talk about it after the break also. Sean in Iowa, if civil war broke out, what should we do? You want to expand on that question until we go to the break there, Sean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead. You've got it.
Yeah. Matt, I really want to thank you for your service to this great nation, first and foremost. What are your suggestions if this does happen? Which I really hope it doesn't. But I love this country. I do not want to see this country become a communistic dictator asshole. If you understand what I'm saying, what are your suggestions for us patriots that love this country in the case civil war does break out?
Well, I think that you need to harden up your own family infrastructure. You know, there could be serious disruptions, and we'll talk about that on the other side of the break, but you need to be prepared to go it alone for, you know, a month at least. That means no supermarkets and no water coming into your house. If you can do that, you're well on the way to making it through. And we'll talk about that some more on the other side.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Okay, this is Matt Bracken. Last segment, we were just talking about what can you do to prepare for a civil war. First thing to understand is it won't look like the North versus the South, you know, like you're going to go to some other state to fight it. It's going to be zip code versus zip code, or one side of your street versus the other side of your street. So certainly you need to have enough, you know, basically the same prepper stuff as if you were preparing for, you know, an international war, an EMP strike, a cyber war, namely that the internet could go down, banking could go down. I expect all of these things could happen. You won't be able to get fuel for your car. Have a few extra jerry cans handy. Maybe cache them somewhere where you might be bugging out to. Make sure there's some fuel at each end of your bug out route or along the way. Ammunition, guns, ammo, hopefully you're up to speed. Some concealable body armor. So if you have to go to the supermarket, assuming it hasn't been looted, you know, the supermarket is going to be like the watering hole where the gazelle is going, that's full of crocodiles and surrounded by lions. So you're going to want concealable body armor. You're going to certainly want to have some cash on hand. Assume that the ATMs aren't going to work. Or it could be a situation where you're afraid to use your credit card because you might be out of bounds from where you want people to know you are. You want to be able to pay in cash, silver, ammunition, things like that. These are just to get you through opening stages of a civil war. That, you know, you might There might be a very steep learning curve. And if you're, for example, starving and have to go out to get food, that's going to put your entire family at risk because daddy might not come back from the supermarket. But in terms of getting ready on an intellectual or an academic level, there's one book that I've read. Gosh, I must have read this book 10 times. It's called The Dirty War, and it's covert strategies for dealing with. Let me see what they. I'm blowing the title there, but it's called The Dirty War by Martin Dillon. Covert strategies and tactics used in political conflicts. Now, this is based on the Northern Ireland experience from the 60s through the 90s, but updated for, you know, smartphones and Wi-Fi, the same strategies and tactics are going to apply. You know, false flag operations will be very common. You know, surveillance, counter-surveillance, you know, different methods of you know, ambush, counter-ambush, but in an urban and a suburban environment. You know, this isn't a soldier's book for being out in the field, which is going to be very limited. In a modern war, hiding out in the woods playing Robin Hood isn't going to cut it. Drones are going to spot your heat signature and drop a missile on you in a heartbeat. You're going to have to continue to live a normal pattern of life. You're not going to be wearing camouflage. You're going to be wearing street clothes. So the tactics that you're going to adapt are going to be tactics that don't out you as a guerrilla fighter or as any kind of a fighter. You know, you're going to need clandestine weapons, clandestine communications, and understand the tactics of your enemies. And there's no better book for that than The Dirty War by Martin Dillon. You know, it's written about the Irish, but it could have been written, you know, 10 years from now about any modern civil war. So I very highly recommend it. But, you know, I think we have time for another call. Let's, I see Kurt in Minnesota, comments on a civil war. Kurt's been holding for an hour. So go ahead, Kurt.
Hey, thanks, Matt.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you covering the show for Alex and those guys today.
You bet.
My thought on this issue is, what happened to all the ammunition that was bought by the Obama administration? I think that we should pass along that they need to call for an audit to find out where that went. Because if it ends up like they've done in the Middle East, where all of a sudden Al-Qaeda pops up well-armed, the stuff that we gave them, that could happen right here in this country. That's
why I'm not too concerned about that. You know, the number of armed federal law enforcement agents is, you know, low six figures at best. And even if they've all got, you know, thousands of rounds, who cares? We measure our numbers in, you know, tens of millions, not tens of thousands. And we count our ammunition in billions, not millions. So, you know, I made a meme a while back, you know, what's in the Constitution? FBI, DOJ, NSA, CIA, or militia? The answer is militia. And who has more ammunition and who has more special operations troops of those groups? The militia. That's us. So the feds might, you know, they might potentially, not under Trump, but under an Obama type, they might potentially try to arm Antifa. I don't think it'll get them very far. Now, even a knucklehead like the guy that shot up the baseball practice, you know, can get some shots in. But you could see from him, he had no tactics, he had no plan, and he wasn't able to conduct the massacre that he wanted to. Not saying that the next Antifa type wouldn't, but we're not talking about, you know, militia versus militia type fighting. We're talking about a war of terrorism where idiots are groomed and brainwashed into conducting more of these baseball practice type operations. But it's not going to be, you know, the feds coming in heavy, and it's not going to be, you know, militia versus militia. It's going to be at your doorbell when the fake UPS man shows up, you know, and has a gun in the box. That's what this civil war is going to look like. And that's what hardening your target's going to mean. It's going to mean solar-powered surveillance lights and cameras around your property. You know, things that aren't dependent on the grid or the you know, the, on conventional power. Assume that the internet's going to go down. You know, assume that your credit cards might not work. And for sure, they'll track you by your, you know, ATM and credit cards if they're even working. But yeah, it's going to be a whole new type of a war. And I would recommend, you know, this story right here, What I Saw at the Coup. All of my short stories and law and essays on Civil War are on my website, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, where you can just Google them by the titles. They'll come right up. But, yeah, we're going to be in for some hard rolls, because I think that the Democrats are going to get, you know, defeated soundly in November, and then they're just going to be frantic. Then the most dangerous of them are going to be the real hardcore that feel that they've got nothing to lose, that they're totally backed into a corner. I mean, they really do believe that Trump is forming up the Gestapo to come and get them. That's what they believe. It's what they've been told. And they're getting ready now to, you know, it could look like Germany in the 1930s or 20s before Hitler came to power in terms of the street fighting. But in America, with so many well-armed people, crowds aren't going to be a problem once snipers start shooting at crowds. Any group of, you know, thousands of people is just going to be too vulnerable of a target. It's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be a going thing once the shooting starts. Helen in Kansas, do you have a short one? Comments on Antifa and Civil War. We go to Helen in Kansas.
Hi.
Hi, Helen. Go ahead.
My speaker.
You bet.
Well, I'm just calling to say that you are right, and what people call today globalism or New World Order or One World System is the Lord God calls the beast, which rises up out of the sea, which is symbolic for sea of people in Revelation 13. And he says in Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 15 and 16, it says, so the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month of Elu, which is our September 10th through 11th, in 52 days. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were round about us were...
Well, Helen, I'm running out of time, and people can look up Nehemiah, but it's interesting that in almost all of the holy books, all of these wheels, like one of these giant Aztec calendars, stone calendars, all of the wheels sort of seem to be rolling together like the tumblers on a safe, lining up for that pin to, you know, for that lock to suddenly unlock. It's just uncanny how all of these gears of history seem to be aligning right now. And I wouldn't rule anything out. And, you know, your holy book, other people's holy books, they all seem to be coming towards that same conclusion that, you know, the pins of the tumblers of the safe are aligning, and something big is going to happen. And I think it's going to happen certainly during the next year or two. I hope I'm wrong. I like electricity. You know, I like the internet. I like supermarkets full of food. It's been good with being with you today, and Alex will be back tomorrow, and we'll
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.